This amendment is especially important because it would mean that for the first time, the Congress is going to restrict the funds under this effort for reconstruction to only those contracts let in an open and competitive bid, except in very narrow circumstances. Mr. President and colleagues, in my view, much of the work to rebuild Iraq has been outsourced to private companies, and it is now time, with this legislation, to end the outsourcing of accountability for this recess, and say that at a time when the American people are looking for some concrete specifics with respect to the price tag on this legislation and where the money exactly is going to go, we can say that because of this bipartisan amendment, for the first time, the United States Senate is going to restrict these funds so as to promote open and competitive bidding and the kind of transparency that best makes free markets work. To allow this process where the United States Congress is in the dark, the American people are in the dark, and every member of the United States Senate goes home and faces constituents who say, we want this process to work a little bit like our family finances do. Right now, a family makes purchases. They get a bank statement, for example. They spent X amount of dollars at Sears. They spent more at the grocery store. They paid for essentials. They get a bank statement that outlines essentially what they've spent and has a process that is straightforward that can be monitored. When we look at the bank statement in effect for Iraq, it is essentially devoid of specifics.